having too many rules, the problem of not having enough freedom. If having no rules can backfire, is the answer to multiply the rules instead? Let's look at a family who had lots of rules and see if they fared any better. Nathan's family moved the year Nathan was going into his senior year of high school because his mom got a better job in a different city. The move was hard on Nathan. Although he understood completely why they had to move, he had a difficult time accepting it. He had great friends back in his hometown, but the new town had a pretty wild teen culture. His new social circle lived to party and drink. Slowly, Nathan started getting more and more steeped in his new surroundings until he was one of the party kids himself. It wasn't just the partying that was an issue, though. It was more that he did not have a good relationship with his mom. He talked back. He and his mom frequently yelled at each other. He just didn't have much respect for her. Nathan's mom had grown up in an extremely conservative, fundamentalist Christian family. Her parents controlled their children, and what the parents said was law. When she had her own household, she never backed down from a decision because, in her mind, that showed weakness. She made all the rules, but she wouldn't explain why any of the rules were in place. Those rules were never open for discussion either, which was a major source of frustration for Nathan because there seemed to be no rationale for them. Nathan told me, "There was never any explanation given for the rules because there simply wasn't a coherent one. I'd be allowed to bike alone 45 minutes into town at night, but I wouldn't be allowed to go to a friend's house in the middle of the day down the block if his parents weren't home. The rules didn't make any sense. They were just built on what mom was feeling in that moment." Nathan shrugged. "By the time I was in grade 12, I figured I was old enough to move out in a matter of months. So I just started following the rules that made sense to me and ignoring the ones that didn't." Nathan's mom was very insecure about maintaining her authority over the home. And because of that, she often lost control of her temper. "My mom didn't fight fair," Nathan explained. "She'd bring up things that happened in the past just so she could make me feel bad about what I was doing instead of dealing with a problem at hand." Nathan, who was 22, and looking back with lots of hindsight, sighed. "I know a lot of that is because of her past. She grew up in a really controlling environment, so I think that's all she ever knew." But even though Nathan now understands the dynamic, he still found it frustrating. Nathan's mom saw apologizing as a sign of weakness, so even if she yelled and said hurtful things in anger, she would not apologize for what she said, which deeply affected Nathan's relationship with her. Nathan explained, "It was a constant power struggle, so I never apologized either. I couldn't give her that power since I was afraid she'd lord it over me later." What is so interesting about Nathan's experience is that everything negative he saw his mom doing, his dad did the opposite. His dad was much more logical in his approach to parenting, and he was willing to sit and discuss rules with his two boys, as well as explain where their mom was coming from when she was angry. Often he disagreed with their mother, and they would work together to find a compromise. "Mom treated us like little boys," Nathan explained. "But Dad always saw us as young men. When he had to talk to us about something we did wrong, he always did it with respect."